away in the labs, working on vaccines, working on cures, CU, CSU, the whole world over, the whole world over. And wherever that cure comes from, it's going to be a game changer for humanity, for America, for Colorado. As we work to, this is the work from yesterday, we'll go to the next slide, but as you know, as these are the key factors that we identified about kind of what is going into the move from urgent to stabilization. It's the work to suppress the virus, meaning we go from in a scenario where it's actually decreasing, which is where we hope it's at now and where we hope the data shows that it's at now, to a time where it probably starts increasing again, folks, or it stays the same, increases slightly. It'll have to be managed at that level. Increased ability, which we've increased 10 times the ability to do testing since this started. We're trying to increase the ability over time to do containment. What does that mean, containment? First of all, it's individual responsibility. You know, you're sick, you stay home and avoid others. That nothing can substitute that. But we also have epidemiologists for the state, and we're going to have more, that will try to do what they call contract tracing. Who did you come in contact with? Can we put them under quarantine? Because we know that they might be contagious before they're symptomatic. And that can have an amplifier effect if that comes in place in May and June and July. Again, we have some capacity now. There'll be more in the future. Very, very important. Additional protections for those who are in most risk for COVID-19, that's the step we're taking today. We had some from the very start, but we're adding that today. And that includes our most vulnerable, but it also includes those who encounter a lot of others, like grocery store workers and first responders. So those masks are a very important part of that. The ability of the healthcare system to handle increased demand. The hospitals have done a great job adding capacity. Many have added 20%, 10%, 30%. And then, of course, we have the state facilities that will be completed here in the next few days, at least the first, I think, 400 or 500 beds. Social distancing policies that are sustainable, we all know this isn't going to go back to the way it was in January and February, but we know that we want to be able to sustain this for a period of months. What does that mean? It means you're able to get a haircut. It means you're able to have a dental cleaning. We know that people can't go for very long without those. I need a haircut now, and I know that this first phase is almost over, because like many Coloradans, I'm saying here, you know, this goes on much longer. People are going to be tempted just to see if a stylist can come to their